This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Consumers of the U.S. have over $1 trillion in credit card debt. First time ever. Late end to end, that many dollar bills would stretch from Earth past the sun, 97 million miles. But perhaps more relevant, $1 trillion in American credit card debt is a new high, according to the New York Federal Reserve Bank. Among the drivers for this, inflation and confident 20-somethings. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that.
There are more people with access to credit cards today than there have ever been before. And a lot of them are young.
Gen Z has come into its own as a credit-using generation.
Paul Siegfried is with the Credit Bureau TransUnion. He says Gen Zers, who range in age from about 18 to 28, are growing their credit card balances at a faster pace than any other generation. And with inflation, people of all ages may be relying on credit more, but young people are more confident they'll be able to pay it back.
They believe that their future income will allow them to pay off the money they borrowed today.
Still, money borrowed today is more expensive than money borrowed last year. And Heather Aiello of the National Association of Certified Credit Counselors says not all consumers realize that.
So the balances are growing not just because they're spending more, but based on the interest that they're paying.
Aiello says education's key to helping the next generation use credit cards wisely, and points out more states are requiring schools teach classes in personal finance. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.